It's interesting to see the evolution in the mood in the square. This is the seventh day running, and you'd think that people start getting very tired, but no, they're out here, and the atmosphere is very relaxed, very festive. It's very secure because the military are checking IDs at the entrance to the square, and I asked one of them why, and he said that it's to stop the police coming in. And people really feel that they can completely express themselves for the first time on the street in Egypt in a massive group of tens of thousands of protesters. People are holding up signs. All the different political forces are out here. And then you see sort of individualized issues that don't necessarily get addressed publicly very much. So it's a group of around 30 Nubians walking around holding up a sign saying the rights of a Nuba of Egypt have been ignored for so long. We want a change in the leadership. Egyptians, we experienced a lot of discrimination and violations over the years, feel that they now have a safe space to come to, and that this is catching on and really creating a momentum that will be very difficult to stand down upon if the government and the military does decide that this must end and that it won't listen to the demands of protesters.
Day 7 started with some of us going around the city and hearing increasingly from people that they thought the protesters had done a good job to start off with, but that it was time to calm down now and you know, enough of this anti-Mubarak chanting. And I'm walking home now. It's 12 o'clock. 10 minutes ago I heard at least, you know, a large group of very powerful chanting. I'd say at least sort of 60 plus people from across the river to Zamalek on the Imbeba side chanting pro Mubarak chants and also a pro Gamel slogan. When I went downstairs, I asked our neighborhood patrol what they'd heard, and they said, yeah, those people must have been paid off, because, you know, who does that otherwise, and why now? I also heard rumors from other people that they were planning to walk towards Tahrir. And walking down my street, I heard another of the doormen on the phone having a discussion about the general situation, saying, you know, it's all very good, but I think it's time for people to go home, because, you know, they're never going to have all their demands met in a day and a night. So it's time to calm down and, you know, not politicize it too much.
It's day 8 and crowds have been streaming into the main square, 11 a.m. onwards. Hundreds of people are still streaming across the bridge into the main square, which is packed. There's barely room to walk. At least twice as many people as have been in the square over the past few days. And at the entrances, what I think is really an indicator of a general mood here is the fact that they're not only checking IDs and telling us that they want to make sure that no convicted criminals and significantly no policemen are able to sneak into the square, but they've also created a separate entrance for the women so that women are protected from harassment, which is a very big concern in any public space in Egypt.
It's day 9, and the fragile space of freedom, hope, seems very threatened today. I went to the square at 9 a.m., and people suspected of being members of the NDP were being mobbed, dragged over to the military and handed over. I asked the crowd how they knew they were NDP members, and they said they've been speaking to people and telling them to go home. We always knew this was a risk. These are tactics that are employed around elections, so that the violence seems to be coming from plainclothes individuals, normal citizens, as opposed to state-sponsored. And we know that this is a tactic that the NDP itself has employed, even where it's not directly employed by security. One woman I spoke to said that in front of the TV building, as she was walking along the corniche this morning, a man was offering £50 for people to go and say that that protesters should go home. And after the violence in Alexandria last night, all of a sudden, the safe space that was Tahrir seems very threatened. I keep talking about the safe space and how exciting and empowering it was to just be there in the midst of all these happy people who have hope that for once they can actually change the country, change the way things are, have their demands listened to.